No, I didn't answer your text today. Sorry. I was busy. Sorry, I didn't realize I had to account for my every waking moment. What tone? There's not a tone. I'm just telling you, I was busy. What do you want from me? I don't have time to be checking my phone all day. I work, right? And last I checked, you did too, so why are you worrying about this? It's not a tone. It's not. Well, I'm just annoyed because I finally get off work. I think we're gonna have a nice dinner and, get to spend some time together for once. And then I get questioned about why I didn't text you today. What? This is not what I need right now. So, yeah, maybe there is a tone. Congratulations, you figured it out. Why are you looking at me like that? Like you're trying to figure out what species I am? Ugh. Nothing's wrong. I'm just annoyed. Because, like I said, I wasn't. Why are you cutting me off? No. You. Stop. Stop. Okay? It was not a bad day. It was just a long one and busy, like they all are. My phone was in my desk most of the day. I didn't even look at it. I'm sorry. What do you mean? What do you mean I don't mean it? If you're upset because I did not text you back, I do apologize. And yes, I do mean it. What? Do you want me to cry? Do you want me to throw myself at your feet and beg forgiveness? What do you want from me? It's not something I can control, okay? I don't know when I'm gonna have a busy day. Just can we like move on, please? It was just a stupid thing, okay? Fine. Thank you. So, how was your day? Don't look at me like that. No, don't. Like I kicked a puppy or something. You cannot still be upset about this. Okay? Then why are you looking at me like that? I thought we were done with this. No, there's not more to it than that. It was just. Okay. Yeah. Because I didn't know what to expect when I got here. And my defenses were up, and when that happens, I would rather lash out than be lashed at. Do we have to talk about this? I really don't want to talk about this. Yeah, it is a big deal. It would have been previously a big deal. So that's just what I expected. And it was just stupid. Yeah, I guess it was easier to start a fight than to deal with it, I guess. Okay. Don't. Just don't touch me. Okay. Just don't. Please. What did I expect? Well, the rational part of my brain didn't really expect anything, but the part of my brain that was put through the ringer for a long time expected ugly. Expected accusations and ugly vitriol and that no matter what I said, it wouldn't be right, and it would just escalate from there. It would become one more reason I was useless and stupid and not worth anything. And it would be brought up many times over the next few weeks as a reminder of why I was fortunate to be in the situation I was in, because I don't deserve anything else. That's what I expected. Yeah. I know. We've talked about that. You know what I went through before. And you know that I didn't want to do this with you in the first place. No. I told you that. And shit like this is why. Yeah, it is. Because that's not normal, that reaction. I shouldn't be sitting here shaking because part of me still expects that you're going to turn out like that. Even though we've been friends for a long time, and even though I somehow was able to become more comfortable with you than I've ever been with anybody before things turned, I'm still expecting it in a lot of ways. And I don't know how not to. I don't want to feel like this. No, not that. The whole us situation, I don't want to feel like this. It's overwhelming and it's scary, and I'm trying to figure out how, all at once, you make me feel like the most capable person. Strong, able to handle anything. And at the same time, you make me not want to face anything alone. That doesn't work. It's a complete contradiction, and I don't know how to reconcile that in my brain. Because if I was strong and capable and able to handle anything, I wouldn't feel like that. I wouldn't want to not handle the world alone, you know. It wouldn't be a thing, but it is. I don't get it. How do you feel weak and strong all at once? That's not a thing. But with you, that's my reality. My adjustment period is just a little longer than I had anticipated, I guess. No, it's not a problem. It's just something I have to get used to. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to feel like this. How to trust that if I allow myself to feel what I see as weak, that I'm not going to get completely annihilated again. I spent entirely too many years being weak, thinking that I couldn't handle myself. And I never wanted to feel like I needed anybody again. And it's because I didn't feel like I could handle anything. I was told for a long time that I wasn't worth anything. that my only value came from my relationship, the person that I was with. And I believed it. When you're beaten down like that, day in and day out, you start to not know any different. And you start to believe you don't deserve anything different. It took everything I had to get out of that. And you know that. I've told you that. So, letting you in, allowing this feeling, this vulnerability, this weakness. I didn't ever want to do it again. But here you are. So when things like today happen, my first instinct is to protect myself, to recoil, to hide behind anger and sarcasm, and to protect myself, because I didn't for so long. One day I'll learn that I don't have to do that with you, but I'm not there yet. I just want to feel safe. I'm not saying that. Don't misunderstand me. In fact, I'm saying the complete opposite. I'm saying that against every instinct that I have, instincts that have nothing to do with you, instincts that are not normal, that are born of circumstance and experience that nobody should ever have to go through. Against all of that, and in spite of it, I do feel safe with you. So I just have to remind myself of that when I'm triggered. Like I was today. Because that had nothing to do with you. That was me being afraid that I was gonna encounter something that I know I don't encounter here. That I know doesn't happen here. So, I'm sorry. What are you doing? Yeah, that was a good call. I did need to be held a little bit. And I don't like admitting that. Thank you for knowing that. See, you knew that. I didn't have to say it. You just knew. I'm not that strong. Oh, allowing you to hold me isn't exactly a monumental effort, or at least it shouldn't be. I feel so safe with your arms around me. It's just where I want to be most of the time. And that terrifies me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe you. And I love you too. I do. Every time I say that, you look like a kid on Christmas morning. Yeah, it's not easy for me to say, but it's true, so. Okay, I think I've had enough of this, if that's okay with you. I need to... Are you hungry? Do you need to eat right now? No? Okay, good. Well, I just had an idea. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking. I can tell by the look on your face, you know exactly what I'm thinking. Get on the bed. Now. I'm going to take these pants off. Lift up. Okay. You can take your shirt off if you'd like. Hands above your head. See, here's the thing. I think it's time that I regain control of this situation. Don't you? This mushy-gushy crap is a little bit too much for me, so if you don't mind, I'm gonna deal with your cock for a bit. It's a little more even footing for me. I didn't think you'd object. And from what I'm seeing down here, something else is not objecting either. Hands above your head, keep them there. You move, you don't get to come. Pretty simple. Of course, I start by kissing your ear. It drives you crazy. Why wouldn't I? Down your neck. My hand on your chest. I have wanted to touch your skin all day. You've wanted me to, huh? All the time. Good. That's what I like to hear. Well, I'm not gonna draw this out. I kind of want to tease you, though. And the this beautiful cock is the perfect place to start. You're already leaking. I haven't even touched you yet. Excited, are we? If I just run my hair lightly over it. I know you like that. You like to feel my hair on your body. Not quite as much as you like it when your hands are in it and you're controlling my head, but you don't get to do that right now. I see you watching me. I see your hands clenching above your head. Such a nice cock. So hard for me. It is it? Well, I knew that, but thank you for reminding me that it's all mine. Don't lift your hips. Feel my strokes. Yeah. I know, it's incredibly intense right on the head. So that's where I'm keeping my hand. Such a nice cock. The things that it's going to do to me. The pleasure I'm going to take from it. Because I can. Because really, the only reason it exists is to make me feel good. Your whole body twitched at that. You know, I could just get on you right now, drive you deep into my pussy, ride you until I come, and then we could go have dinner. You look a little panicked at that idea. No. Not what you want to do. What do you want to do? I'm asking. You can tell me. You want to touch me? Well, of course you do. Your cock is in my hand. I'm sitting between your legs. Of course you want to touch me, silly. I'd be a little worried if you didn't. But you can't. Your hands cannot move from above your head. Yes, I'm slowing down because you're swelling a little bit too much down here. You want to be in my mouth? Really? Is that something you get to ask for? No, what? Good. You're doing good. You're doing a very good job. Staying still, controlling yourself, answering my questions. Speed up a little bit. Don't move your hips. I know it's difficult, but don't. If you do, I stop. So hard, oozing out the end of you now. That's right, baby. Squeeze your eyes shut as you try to hold yourself still. Feel it working toward that big ending that you know you want. You know you want to shoot it all over my hand. You know you want me to lean down when you do and stick out my tongue so that you can shoot it onto my tongue. You can paint my tongue with your cum. Is that what you want to do? Yeah. Yeah. Don't move. Feel it. Feel that cum churn in your balls as it works up your shaft. Wanting to come out. Wanting to come to me. Come to me. You're almost there. I can feel it. Yes. Stop. That was a delicious noise. So good. Take a minute to settle. You're breathing a little bit fast. You're still oozing down here. And a little bit harder than I'd like. I'm a little afraid if I touch you right now, you're going to explode. Deep breaths. Well, that's good. I'm glad I drive you crazy. Works better that way. Now, while you collect yourself, I'm going to just take off my own pants. And my shirt. What, these? Oh, you like these, do you? These breasts, these big nipples. See how hard they are? Yeah, watching you almost blow your load in my hand just does things to me. Not quite as much as making you stop before you do get to blow your load. Oh, look. If I spread my legs, you can see how wet my pussy is. See it? See, when I spread, you can see my clit. Yeah? Should I touch it? Don't move your hands. Yeah. How badly do you want to touch me right now? That bad, huh? Your eyes are pretty glued down there. You like what you see? Yeah. My pussy wide open for you to see but not touch. Puffy, swollen clit, just dying to be rubbed. Just like this. My fingers on myself. Just inches from your cock. And you can see that nice, warm opening that your cock just wants to slide into. I'll slide my fingers in instead. So tight. So hot. So wet and slippery. I can feel my pussy clutching my fingers, and they're pretty small compared to your cock. If they're tight around my fingers, imagine what they'll feel like around you. Please. Please what? Are you begging? Really? You must really want to fuck this pussy, huh? Well, see, here's the thing. This cock I'm looking at right now only exists to make this pussy come. So you might get your wish, but not the way you think. My hands just don't do it when this is sitting in front of me. Hold still. Don't move. You thrust, you clench, you do anything but lay there and let me ride you. And I stop. Are we clear? Good. Okay. Oh, that was a gasp on your part. Does it feel good? Yeah, just the head of your cock sliding slowly into my pussy. Nice and wet. So warm. Sliding all the way down until... I've taken every inch of you. I am so full. You are filling me completely. Oh, I need to move, do I? I'm pretty sure this isn't your show. You tell me what to do again, and I'm going to stop, and I'm going to make my pussy come in front of you while you watch. And you will not be allowed to participate. Got it? Good. Oh, fuck, that's good. I always love how you feel inside me. It really is the perfect feeling. And squeeze you with every movement. Oh, yes. Feel my knees around your hips. I feel my ass hitting your legs as I come back down. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, it's a good pace, I know. Your eyes are squeezed shut. You can't see me bouncing on you. You can't see my breasts. You can't see my hand. Oh. My pussy rubbing my clit as I fuck you, as I take what I want from you, as I take what this cock is good for. Belongs to me. This cock is mine, and only mine. Oh, and it's going to make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're twitching and growing inside me. Fuck. I'm just taking a break on your chest for a minute. I'm so close. I'm gonna keep squeezing you. Keeping myself right on the edge. God. Yes. 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 You can touch me now. Put your arms around me, please. 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 Yes. Hold me. Hold me. Oh, my God. Oh. pulsing inside me still. Thank you for letting me do that. I think it's time I give up control. I think it's time you take control. I trust you. Why aren't you just taking me? I can feel how much you need to. You can do whatever you want. I'm yours. I know you need to come. Just do it. What? Oh, there's time for that, is there? You just say that. You just want to share this with me right now. But it's just us. Yes, I know we're equals. I love you. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Don't say things like that. You're gonna make me cry. Well, nobody's ever said they want to cherish me before. Especially when we're doing this. This is where I belong. We do belong together, yes. Yes, yes. Faster, please. Please, faster. Yes, hold me against your chest, yes. Does to me. Yes, please. Please don't hold back. I want to feel you come inside me. I want to feel you warm and deep. Yes, please. 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 Please, yes. Warm and deep. Please, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Me. Yes. I'm absolutely perfect. No, you're not heavy. You're not heavy at all. Please, please, please put your weight on me. I love how you feel. I love you. I love you. I do. I know. I promise I will get better at this, and I will not start stupid fights over nothing because I can't handle what I'm feeling, and I will work through my shit. Okay, we'll work through it together then. Thank you. No, I guess wanting to be with somebody isn't weak. In fact, right this moment, feels like the strongest thing in the world.